Hey, you're listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Here's your host, Shane Lakita.
Okay, guys, good morning. It is my time, real time, as I record this, a Sunday morning. And for all of you, you might be listening to this on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, whenever. But today's Sunday for me, and I'm reflecting today because I feel like after a great week this last week, I am planning for the next week up and coming. So I wanted to share my thoughts with you real quick on this podcast. You are listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. I am your host, Shane Lakita, as my wonderful, awesome, amazing intro person, my son, did in the beginning of this podcast to be able to tell you all about me. So he's super proud to do those kind of things, and I'm super proud to involve him. And it's just amazing that he wants to be a part of what I'm doing, and it's a great partnership. So today is Sunday, and a lot of people do a lot of things on Sunday, right? Some people take Sundays and they go and they sit down with their families and they want to be able to have a nice family meal. They want to sit down and have a nice conversation, talk about the week, talk about what's upcoming, those kind of things. Some people, it's all about family. Some people use Sundays as days to prep for the week, right? They put their lunches together. You're putting your sandwiches together. You're putting your Tupperware containers. You're getting everything all ready for the entire week for you to be on point, ready and steady throughout the week with your eating. Because maybe you're on the road or you're doing different stuff, or you're even working in an office where people are bringing in your community chips, potato chips, cookies, candies, whatever else that they want to throw at you and throw at you hard right at your face, right? So you got different things that people like to do on Sundays. And I always like to call it a recalibration day because you might have had a whole week that was right on point and now it's a calibration day to continue to push forward, take a look at what you were successful with and be able to dive into the next week with the same vim and vigor and really just be able to bring the same amount of energy that you just had from the last week, right? It's a great segue from one to the next, a good bridge. Sometimes Sundays can be used for this week sucked, right? It just was horrible. I had a lot of crap going on. I had all kinds of stuff happening. I wasn't on point with my eating game. I wasn't on point with my exercising game. I'm feeling like crap or whatever. And Sunday is a good time to be able to say, let's get a refocus and refire for this next week to be able to push forward and do whatever's necessary for me to be successful this next week, learning from what I did wrong or things that happened to me the week before. Okay, so Sundays are different versions for different people. But here's what I do on Sundays. A lot of times I will go into some prep mode of some food, or I'll put some snacks away or some things to make sure that my fridge is filled with healthy items or options. So during the week when I'm out traveling and I'm hitting the road and I get home, have a nice healthy meal with my family, when everybody goes to bed, that's when the evil mouse will come out and play and snack time happens and the fridge opens and you're looking in there, you're peeking in there for any kind of things to be able to curb your appetite or get your sweet tooth taken care of or whatever, all those things. You've been there. I know I've been there many times. You know exactly what I'm talking about. The snack times are the worst, okay? So for me, Sundays are a lot of times outfitting my house with healthier foods. Like my wife right now just popped out to the store. She's going over to Sam's Club to be able to pick up all kinds of healthier items. So she's picking up some veggie trays, and picking up some ground turkey, picking up some rotisserie chicken, different stuff that we can kind of put stuff together to healthier options that are much better than your chocolates and your caramels and your candies. Because alert everyone, if you're walking out to some of the stores that are out there, like Walmart, like all these different places, they already have Halloween candy out in some places. We are at the beginning of August and they already have a function or a holiday for the end of October where they're whipping out these holiday Halloween candies for people to put into their house, put into a bowl and say, I'm going to save that for the end of October. Nope. You know what happens? You get it home, you put it on the bag on the table, you put the bag into the cabinet or whatever, you try to hide it away to say that you're not going to use it and you eat the bag or you snack on the bag. I'm just going to have one of those little Snickers bars. Maybe just one of those little Twixes. And the next thing you know, one becomes two, which becomes 20, which becomes 50, and the bag is gone. Now you got to go replenish the bag to not feel guilty about the fact that you just ate the first bag, so you got to replace it with a new bag. So I can't win in these situations. I mean, they're capitalizing on the fact that people need to buy the candy for the holidays, but breaking it out in August? Anyway, I digress, okay? So outfitting my house with healthy options is really important to me. Because when I do get those cravings to go and snack, I still need to live life. I can't necessarily just say I got to get rid of that behavior. Because you can't just change who you are. You can try to navigate through who you are. You can try to give yourself tools to be a better version of who you are. You can arm yourself with things to be able to say, okay, how can I be healthier or give myself better options or curb that appetite that I'm having to snack or those kind of things on something that's healthier. So that's how I do it. So on Sundays, we shop, we go out different places, we pick up all kinds of healthier options. So we outfit the house with healthy options so we're not just craving all kinds of junky foods. I have a story about that too, which is interesting. I'm gonna go side note real quick, if you don't mind, or just to tell a real quick story. So my son, my in-laws came down for a few days after we were down in Boston for the NFL Inspiration celebration down there in Boston. So the wife and I went down there, and we could have the full weekend to just get away and have a good date night and go and enjoy time with a lot of great people and all kinds of stuff. So my in-laws came down. Now my in-laws, they eat healthy, but they don't eat as healthy as we do, okay? So we always eat healthy. Like we're always cooking healthy meals. We got always have vegetables. We have roughage. We have greens. We have stuff that goes into the different dishes that we're making. We're making healthier turkey burgers or trying to be able to just incorporate a healthy lifestyle. So when mom and dad left to go to Boston, my son, who's 13, you would think to himself would be like, oh, I'm going to be able to celebrate, eat whatever I want with grandma and grandpa. This is great. Awesome. I'm all about it. So we got back from Boston. And my son walks over to the both of us nice and quietly, doesn't want to hurt, you know, their feelings or whatever. And it's not really hurting their feelings. But he says to me, he goes, I don't know how much that really works for me. We eat so healthy that I had a little bit of a stomachache with some of the things that we were looking at. Or immediately going for a snack, you always say, grab an apple, grab a fruit, grab whatever to be able to curb that appetite. And not necessarily a ho-ho or ring-ding or ding-dong or banana sundae, right? So it's interesting on how we've changed our lifestyle in our house to be such a healthy lifestyle that when you step outside of that, it's not always a great thing. You would think it would be something to be able to dive into a vat of pudding or do whatever, and you'd be swimming in it and going, it's gold and it's great and it's amazing. But it's not really, because when you're eating healthy and you're in that mode, you sometimes don't feel that great when you eat unhealthy, right? I mean, anybody that's been eating healthy for a period of time knows when you do eat a fatty burger, which can curb the appetite at that moment in time, how do you feel afterwards a lot of times? A lot of times we have that guilt and shame, which is a mental side of it, but a lot of times your stomach doesn't really able to take it. So you're like, what is going on? So that's my side note of a celebratory moment of the way we eat healthy in our household. It really incorporates into our son, who's 13 years old, who knows how to eat healthy and knows how to make options and cook healthier. So I'm proud of him and I'm proud of us for doing that. Anyway, I go back into what I was originally saying for the podcast, okay? So Sundays are days for me to be able to arm the house, outfit the house with items and options for me to be able to utilize that are going to be healthy options, for me to be a champion, for me to be able to keep moving forward, for me to be focused and energetic and doing all the things that I need to do. I need to outfit myself and arm myself with those tools in my tool belt with healthier items, healthier options for me to be able to do whatever it takes to get the job done. Okay, so that's the first part on a Sunday. The other part on a Sunday is the mental aspect. Now, as you know, I do this podcast and I write coffee talks and I make posts and I do all kinds of stuff. And what we do is we discuss a lot of things about the mental side of this journey, the mental side of where we're at, how we struggle, where we're going, how we think about things, how we layer things in and what we're doing and when we're thinking about it. Well, the mental side of it also is a preparatory time that I put in place on Sundays for me to map out what my week looks like, okay? So Monday through Sunday, I can look at what's my travel times, what are my meals going to look like on those days, am I going to be home for dinner with the family, sporting events, different stuff like that or whatever, all the different things that I try to incorporate and do to be able to make it happen. I map it out. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and I map out the whole entire week and I try to be able to just calendar it out. Now, I also have a plan B and C on those calendar items. So as you know, it never goes the way we want it to go, but it can be close to it and we can be close to what we want to do and our objective to getting there and all those things. So for me, a Sunday is a day of preparation, a day of focus, a day of bringing things together to make sure that you are outfitted with the tools in your tool belt to be able to be successful throughout the week. So the reason I share that for you is share that with you is because if you think about it, do you take the time necessary for you to prepare yourself for success? Okay. Are you just hoping that success will come? Are you just hoping that you can just look in the mirror and say, one day I'm going to be successful and boom, here's success for me? Or are you willing to work? Are you willing to grind? Are you willing to put the effort in that's necessary for you to get out of what you deserve in life? I mean, think about that just for one second. A lot of times people want the quick fix. They want the push of a button. They want the easy way out. They want something to happen to them because they want to win the lottery. They want to go in and buy a $10, 10 quick pick numbers on the lottery and be a millionaire that way. Everybody wants it that way, right? I mean, we all want an easy way out of everything, but sometimes the easy way out does not teach you the behaviors of how to make it long term. And the ability for you to be able to be great and moving forward and achieve all of your goals and your aspirations is not done through a quick fix. How many times have you heard in your life that anybody with a silver spoon or anybody that grew up with lots of money or lots of things at their disposal, they're either spoiled, they don't have any work ethic or whatever. And it's not always that way. Please don't think I'm generalizing, right? But think about that. How many times have you heard the situation where anybody's given what they want, they don't really have that work ethic to grind and know exactly how to be able to get there and to appreciate what they have even more because of the work that was put into getting to where they have to get to. So that's my question for you. My question is, do you have the steps in place for you to be, or the procedures in place for you to map out what your success is going to look like later on this week? Do you have a plan? Do you have a 5-day, even a 6-day plan starting on a Sunday to a Saturday to be able to know what your plan is for the week? If you're going visiting family or you're on vacation or whatever, what's your plan for the week? Do you have it mapped out? Or are you not a planner? Are you just a person that likes to wing it? And that's okay too, because winging it is good as well. I mean, I talked about it on the last podcast with our NFL Inspiration Party, where Jonathan, the Mud Hustler, and I got up on stage and we were basically winging it. We had an agenda of what to do, but we were just winging it. And it came across better because it was just us. It was being genuine. We made some mistakes along the way. We were able to step up and rise above those mistakes and keep moving forward. And everybody was so authentic and we just connected with the crowd. It was so great, right? Because winging it worked in that situation. But it doesn't always work. And if you're a planner at work, or you're a planner with your family, or you've got agendas, you got calendars and those kind of things, use that to your advantage. Use it. If you've got the access to a calendar or the access to a planner or whatever it is, you open it up, you map it out, you see what's going on what day, what your meals are going to look like on those days. Try it. It doesn't necessarily have to be the fact that you're going to prep all your food for the week, but what you can do is map out your exercise for the week. Take a look at what your schedule looks like. Layer in the fact that if you have an hour lunch, great, half hour, that's going to be going for a walk. Layer in the fact of if you want some of that soul food that you might want to do, let me go ahead and layer in some volunteering efforts that I'm going to do on Thursday after I get off of work at 5, from 5 to 6, because I know I'm going to be tired from work, but if I have it on the calendar and the alarm goes off on my phone telling me to go do that volunteering effort, guess what? I'm more likely to do it because my phone just told me to do it. It's a key. So ding, ding, tick, big, huge tip of success. If you can layer things into your calendar on your phone to give you an alarm or give you some sort of alert to be able to go and do something, although you may not feel like doing it at the time, which a lot of times we don't because that's the way our brains work, but you may not feel like doing it at the time, but when your phone tells you to do it and there's an alert or an alarm on there, and I sometimes send myself a message on there too, like, yo, lazy, get off your butt and move, let's go, or whatever. The phone has now told me and reminded me I have bigger purpose, bigger things to accomplish in life. And it's not about just sitting around and doing nothing and feeling lazy and feeling tired and those kind of things. Now my phone has told me, you've got a plan. And this is part of your plan. So are you following your plan? Are you focused on who you really want to become? Are you setting those goals in motion and going to achieve those, or are you just waiting for it to come to you? I mean, that's really the big question. Are we willing to work to get to where we want to be? I would love at the end of the day for me to flip a switch, snap my finger, take my little Harry Potter wand or whatever else, and I tap on whatever it is that I want to be able to accomplish, and poof, it's there. Wouldn't that be great? That'd be amazing. But it takes work, people. I know. I work every day. I grind every day just to make sure that I can maintain the weight that I'm at and continue to try to lose. And I also work every day to be the best father, best husband that I can be. And it takes work sometimes. It really does. You know, I've been together with my wife for almost 20 years. And we're in our mid-40s. And sometimes it's not easy to be able to do the things that you need to do in your mid-40s as it was when you were in your young 30s or mid-20s. And be able to focus on the things at hand. Knowing you have financial restrictions, knowing you got bills, knowing you got mortgages, you got all kinds of other stuff going on, all the noise in life. And so it's harder. You have a larger amount of responsibilities to be able to take care of. But that doesn't mean you can lose sight of your goals. Don't stop dreaming for the things you want to be able to accomplish just because it's tiresome and you're tired of doing it or you're not focused where you need to focus. Don't stop doing that. Because you're still important. You still have to invest in yourself. I had this conversation yesterday. Somebody that's caretaking for somebody. And we were having this conversation where their life revolves around that person. Or that person that they're taking care of. Right? And they're really focused around that piece of it. And they're digging in. And that's all their life consumes of. Because it's a loved one. And at the end of the day, absolutely that's the most important thing. But you know what's hard for people to remember when they're in that mode and in that zone is don't forget about you. Because if you're not feeling right and you're feeling down in the dumps, how are you going to help that person that you're trying to be able to assist and help with? How are you going to be clear-minded and have the ability to be able to make their life better if you feel that your life sucks? I mean, think about that. And then why does your life have to go just on hold? You can still maintain, still caretake and do the things, but your incremental growth that you're trying to be able to get to, the things that you want to achieve in life, just slow down. That's all. They're just not as fast paced and as laser-like focused, but what they are is they're small incremental pieces and the overall speed and accuracy of where they have to go to might be a little bit different than what it was before drama happened or before you have a family member or somebody that you're caretaking or whatever it is that you're doing that's consuming your life. You now are just on a longer path to get there versus a shorter one, but you're still on the path. You can't forget about where you want to go. That's the hard part about all of this, is because we lose sight so fast. You know why I lose sight in my journey so fast? Is because I sell myself short on what I'm worth. I tell myself all the time, I'm never going to be that skinny guy. And I'm never going to be that model that walks up on the stage. And I'm never going to be that rich mogul millionaire, right? I could set goals for it and say, hey, one day maybe I'll accomplish that. But I legitimately tell myself all the time, I'm never going to be that. Versus telling myself, if I have a goal and I'm going to set my path of my life towards that goal, why can't I accomplish great things? How come? Why do I tell myself no? Because I'm my own worst critic. I'm my own pessimist that's a part of my own life and my own framework and my own brain work that I got going on upstairs. And that's where my struggle is. So I need focus. I need to make sure I take these Sundays to map out what my week might look like. And more often than not, a lot of times I stay within the guidelines. I might have to bend and flex a little bit. Maybe a schedule change happens. Maybe a little bit of this happens. Maybe I've got to go to plan B, C, and D. That's okay. At least I have a framework and I've accomplished some things. So on this Saturday, the week after, I can look back on my week and say, you know what? Okay, I might not have accomplished everything that I wanted to during these 5 days, but look how many things I did accomplish. Look at the things I did do. I did get to the gym 3 times. I did eat healthy 4 out of the 5 days. I did, while I was on the road, make sure that I wasn't stopping by McDonald's drive-thru and picking up a couple quarter pounders, right? Think about that. Those are celebratory moments. Those are moments you can invest back in yourself because I had a plan and I had it focused and I had it on my calendar and I had reminders and I had somebody else. A lot of people will tell me when they came out to Boston for the big event, they told me I'm on my own, right? I'm solo and I'm nervous and all that stuff. I don't have anybody rooting me on. So I'm going to go out there. I'm just going to kind of go and just be a part of it and see what's happening with it. And then they found out they have more people rooting them on that they thought they did. Everybody out there in this closed community of No Finish Line Nation are people that will root you on. So put yourself out there sometimes. Give a level of accountability and say, hey, I'm putting on my calendar this week to go and do such and such and such and such. You're going to have people that are going to lift you up and try to root you on. But here's the other thing. You have your own cheerleader. And you know what that is? Like I said before, your phone. Your phone is your own cheerleader. You need motivation? Great. Tap into No Finish Line Nation. You need inspiration? Great. Tap into Instagram and see some of your followers or some of the people that you follow on there that are inspiring every single day. You need some accountability? Great. Put it in your calendar. Make that alarm go off. So make sure that you get up off your butt and go do a walk and walk out, even if it's 500 feet. It doesn't matter. Give yourself a set of those standards. You're worth the investment of all of those things. Okay? So that's what my Sunday looks like. That's why I wanted to reflect on that. Because if you can ask yourself, what's my plan for the week? And you can say, like, legitimately, at the end of the day, I don't really know. I just know it's going to be a crazy week because it's still summertime. It's still pool parties. It's still kids are out of school or they're going back to school or whatever. Whatever it is that you got going on, bring it in. Tie it together. Tighten it up a little bit, right? Because if you set yourself up for success, all those little victories you're going to feel along the way are going to do nothing but help you in the long run. That's all it's going to do. And then if you can carry those forward and be able to piggyback those on top of one to the next, to the next, to the next, then you've got a string of about 50 different victories that is going to lead you towards the path of where you want to go. I mean, that's the only way I'm successful is to give myself small victories to get to where it is. And I'm far from successful where I want to be, but I'm near it. I'm close to where I want to be. Right? Because I want to be a good man. I want to be a good dad, a good husband, a good friend, a pillar of the society that gives back to people and is able to help people through their journeys and be able to help people feel philanthropic or go out and do volunteering or give back to others or just be a positive influence on people's lives. And I think I'm getting there, right? I think me personally, I'm getting there. But every day is a journey and every day is a trip. And I got to get through what I got to get through to be able to get to where I want to be. But I've got a plan, and I'm going to try to follow that plan, and I'm going to focus on that calendar, and I'm going to focus on my agenda, and I'm going to focus on the things that I got to do, because that works for me. So I hope you take a look at that. I hope you're asking yourself that question. How am I setting myself up for success over the next week? And if you're listening to this on a Wednesday or a Thursday, great, do it now. Do it on a Thursday and see how you're going to end your week. What's my plan for Friday and Saturday and Sunday? Forward think a little bit and set yourself up for success moving forward. I hope that helps you as much as it did me because I'm sitting back reflecting on it and it really was powerful and it smacked me in the face. So have a great day, everybody. Have a great week, everybody. I think I'll probably talk to you a couple more times during the podcast. And remember to be on the lookout for Jonathan, Mud Hustler, and myself are going to be releasing probably in the next month or so. We're looking at what venues and different places we're going to work on. But we are going to be putting out a video cast through YouTube and some other channels that we're going to be utilizing. A new video cast that we announced in Boston called Two Kitchen Tables and a Microphone. And we're going to be traveling around and we're doing different stuff, having some video sessions of us taking questions, doing things for people, and talking about everything that deals with life, right? Whether we're talking about our favorite foods, our favorite recipes, good shows that we're watching, TV, movies, whatever, a good cigar, a glass of scotch, beer, whatever, it doesn't matter. We're going to talk about everything because I think that that's more important in life to be able to talk about all the things that we're doing along with trying to tie it back to how we're both trying to be healthy and keep moving forward. I love all you folks. I'm so glad I have you to support me and you're in my corner. And we'll talk soon. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Coffee Talk with Liquid Chain on 1973 podcast. You can also follow him on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Liquid Chain on 1973. Also, if you get a chance, leave some love on iTunes. Have a great day.